Damn, watch me do my thing. What you gonna do? Don't fight it.
Hello.
Hi.
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 I just got in, and I'm very tired.
Me too.
Everything okay?
God bless you.
Are you with your brother?
He's mad at me.
He went away Saturday?
Yes. And now I'm in trouble.
Will he be back?
Yeah, I made a fuss on the computer.
Where did he go?
I need to have Peter bail me out. Peter is my only hope.
Peter?
I need his help because I got in trouble using his company. And now.
What are you bothering Peter for?
I know. I needed help. And so now Mommy has to ask for help from me, from him. It's all wrong. Yes. No, I got in trouble, though.
You can check it.
Yeah, I got in trouble.
All right, you can check it.
I got in trouble.
Listen, I can't talk anymore.
Check it.
I just got in.
I love you.
And I'm trying to sleep.
Love you, Mama.
All right, sweetheart.
Bye, Bubba.
Don't.
No!
You're in jail?
Yes.
You're still in jail?
Well, I'm getting out tonight. Tonight they're letting me out, so I'm happy.
Oh my God, you're still in jail.
Well, I'm getting out.
See what your stupid thing did to you?
They let me go.
It ruined you.
It ruined me.
It just
ruined
you.
It ruined me.
Oh, I'm disgusted.
So sorry.
I have a bad reputation.
I got a bad reputation. Love
sweet.
You, Bob.
I'm sorry.
Me too.
Talk.
I know.
Talk to you later or tomorrow.
Like you, babe.
Okay.
I like you. I love.
Bye, darling.
Bye, darling.
I love you.
I love you.
Okay.
Help. How are you gonna be a mad on vacation? Going wine and bound all these Jamaicans.
Hello.
Hi.
What is it?
You speak to Mommy. She's out with Beau. She's out with her beau in the Hampton.
Mommy, isn't good?
She loves her beau. But
where is she?
She's on the island. With,
where in the island?
With Jack.
She's with Jack?
Joe.
Well, no, Joe.
Joe.
Where are they, out in the Long Island?
Yeah, they're in the house. Yeah.
Out there.
Yeah.
Is she feeling okay?
I hope so.
Is she feeling okay?
Yes.
Good. All right, Alex. I'm going to
I love you,
bed.
Mommy.
I can't sleep.
I love
Good
you,
night,
Mom.
Sweetheart.
Bye, baby.
Bye, my love.
I love you.
Bye-bye.
Bye, doll. Hi, baby.
Hi.
Hi. I'm home. I have bad news.
You had things to do at the park?
Yeah. Kids. I know.
I know. Oh,
I'm crazy. I'm nuts. Bye, Charlie.
Yeah, you got it. Yeah.
Okay.
I love. No, Minnie. No. I ain't doing it no more, Minnie.
No. Forget it, honey.
No.
You have to forget that.
I will.
You have to
forget
it.
I won't. It's
horrible, horrible.
Oh, it's terrible.
No, don't tell me anything else.
Okay. I won't. I love you.
With
yeah.
Alright, stay with Harrison.
I will.
I
love you, Grandma.
Be careful if you don't get
caught. I gotta try.
You'll go right back in jail.
It's like the back noise sound like the white.
The way you're talking, and I can't understand what you're saying, and that's what I can say.
I love you.
And stay with your brother.
Yeah, he's a good bro. Sometimes.
Okay.
I love, bro.
Good.
Yeah.
Cold.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Bye,
bye babe.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Bye, now. I love you.
Bye, my love.
Bye.
Bye. Fat bit, dead or fat. It's a tip, early wet. I gotta stop scamming people. So, type toys, it's so expected. The guy, yeah, like, made Dwight choice.
Hello?
I have, the cleaning ladies here, so I'm gonna be as efficient as I can to talk to you.
I'm tired. Yeah.
It's sort of like a social media thing.
Yeah, and people online says that it's become a glorified dating platform and people just use it to like find singles.
Okay, I understand that. So let me just say something.
Yeah.
So you've been using this extensively since what, December?
Yes, every week, one day a week.
Okay, so...
And you know... I only use it for about 3 hours one day a week.
Okay.
So that's not overuse.
Okay, so now...
And I never reach their limit because they allow you 150 people per week. And I always did that within 3 hours. And then it blocked me from adding more people. But I didn't lose my account. It just said you're adding people very quickly. You're adding people very...
Okay.
So if I would have done those 150, but if I spread it over a few days a week, I may have not had this problem. I didn't realize you lose your entire account if you do it wrong.
Okay, so wait a second. So let me understand something. So you've been using it now. Is email...
At least you believe me now. You see it in writing. You thought it was racist.
Stop with this believe or not believe. I'm trying to get the facts.
Believe me. Okay, yeah, most people don't. Most don't.
That via LinkedIn, is that how people do it? They email others through LinkedIn.
Yeah, you send requests, and I was actually tried their premium, their paid thing because I had a free trial, and I think they get mad if you cancel their trial. But I don't think that has anything to do. But you can message people if you have the paid subscription. But I realized it didn't affect the whether it's paid or not. It doesn't affect how many people you can add. It just affects how many you can message of random people. But I wonder if they would have been so quick to remove me if I was paying like $100 a month what they were charging, and I canceled after the trial was over.
Yeah. So, okay. So,
Yeah, just email. It's not that prominent. Email is still the end all be all, and LinkedIn is really Facebook for professional people.
So so that's all it is. It's a social media for that. Okay.
Yeah. They said you're adding people so quick that you must be using an automation tool, which I don't even have the software capability to know how to do. But if people work a software job, you learn how to do the thing that they accused me of doing, which is it's called like routine processing. I tell, do this routine of add these people on this site. Always click this button and do it 1,000 times a day. So that they have no way of knowing, obviously, it's not that sophisticated that they can know, but they can see how quickly you do it between ads. And they said, either you're using automation or you're doing it way too fast. Either way, it's an overcapacitation of our rules. But like I said, I was just on the limit of fair use and not. And although they were giving me warnings, they didn't say that your account would be deleted forever if you kept doing it so quickly. They just made it seem like, you know, this is really how it seemed. Back off a little, give it time. Which you need to include, I only used it 3 hours one day a week, but for 8 or 9 months. So it had a record of every time I added quickly any of those weeks for the 3 hours. But I think that makes it, it's not that I was so abusive and, 24/7 harassing. It was a very short amount. It was condensed that high force impact in a short period, but
okay.
Periodically. Several warnings. They weren't wrong. They always gave me warnings. They just never made it seem that it would be so grave if something. Because at first I was paying, so I was doing things. I was using the account a little differently, and I didn't know all the features at first when I was paying. But when I stopped paying, the warnings. I'm like, oh, I'm sure they're just sending me these because they want me to use the premium service, which is literally what every single app does. If you're using the base free model, they send you like help. It'll almost make it seem like warnings, like warning, you can't access this much or you can't do that.
I think that had something to do with it because you weren't using the premium. How much is the premium service?
It's like $100 a month in some cases. No, I don't know if they're actually related. What I'm saying is it was so intertwined with the premium from when I started using premium to not using it. I wasn't it wasn't clear what rules at what point would be violated.
Premium now?
I had it for 1 month free. That was how long their trial period. And then I canceled it the day it was about to charge me.
Oh, so you only used it for 1 month.
Yeah. No, but I wasn't sure what notification was in regard to trying to get me to sign up again and what was telling me I was infringing on LinkedIn code. Because it really was not clear in any shape.
Mm-hmm.
And that's legally.
Uh-huh. Now, did you ever write something negative about an ethnic group?
No.
Thing or any, LGBT or anything like that? Did you ever write
Not on this platform.
Anything?
Never.
So where do you always write those stupid things?
That's Quora, but that isn't even my name. That's not my name. I use the Sam moniker, but that's Quora. It's different website, different companies. Nothing is related, and I'm never going to do that again. Now I see.
You do it all the time.
I'm not doing it like that.
You do it all the time. You show me things, and then
I'm not doing that.
I
understand how delicate but fragile and easily to combust it can all apparently.
Of course, I mean.
And this is just the iceberg. This was for using an app wrong, and that thing is like when someone's being attacked verbally. So
okay,
that.
So let me say this. Okay.
So that's so much worse. So I can never do that. Yeah.
After the warning, how long was it between the time that they said it's under review, and then how long is it?
It was 5 days. On Monday, I was doing, because it resets every Monday of the week, and.
Mm-hmm.
They only said that just yesterday. They never told me that before.
And it's interesting that you showed me somebody said, oh, I have a lawsuit. Don't go that way.
Yeah.
Don't go that way.
I know. And I don't know if they were even serious.
And there was never anything that had to be removed because of inappropriate content.
No, never.
Never.
And that's not even what they said anyway, but I know they could just say anything. Reach out to LinkedIn.
Exactly what you told me. You don't have to write a letter anymore, but just jot down in a chronological way of exactly the way you told me. And first of all, I was thinking...
That's what this conversation...
I know I'll help you in anything, but I was thinking that it's really not going to look good for you if I call Peter for you.
All right.
So I was thinking
okay,
that.
As long as you help me with it... Well, you spoke to him several... I would have done it if me and him were talking every week, but I haven't spoke to him since the hackathon, and you seem to have good conversations.
Is there any way you can write a letter through the LinkedIn thing? Is there any way that...
No. They stop responding, and they give you less of an answer every appeal.
Mm-hmm.
And people, like, file lawsuits.
That's pretty...
It's pretty... I don't know if it only got like this since Microsoft began to own them, or if they always had such heavy controls. I can't imagine it was always this heavy.
Yeah, there's no recourse, but this is the way I would have... Okay, so you're going to explain this in a very... But let me tell you how you should start the conversation. First, you have... Okay, first of all, it's Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah.
And he's a very busy guy.
He is. Well, let's work on the message, because I can't send anything till we have it.
Well, no, but that has something to do with...
Well, I don't think you and I will have a draft we're satisfied by tomorrow morning.
Yeah, and you're not going to send it. You're going
to... I don't think we're going to have... Yeah, we're not going to have anything to send, so let's just worry about getting that, because that's going to take a day or two. Right now?
I hope all is well. And I hope you're having a nice Memorial Day weekend. Mm. You know, something like that.
Really?
And then you could say, I've been meaning to talk to you about a couple of different
things. Oh, okay.
And, you know, because, you know, you'll probably want to talk to him again about, like, you know, if you know of anyone and you want to pass my resume along to anybody.
This is hard, though. I'm going to be, like, making schmoozy talk about, like, EY people, while I have this very pressing...
You're not listening. That's the whole point. That's how this is done. If you're asking someone for free, you don't come right out.
Well, that's why I thought I know it's babyish, but I needed your help on this. That's why...
I'm telling you how to handle it.
Yeah, but I don't...
Alright, if it were me, I'm going to put it in the first person to tell
I thought you were keeping this brief.
Yeah. How are you? Hope all is well with you and the family, and you're enjoying this beautiful weather.
It's the best way to do it, what you're saying.
That's how I would start.
Yeah.
And say, I know it's been a while that we spoke, and I would love to speak with you.
It just requires me to be so fake about, like, I'm talking about the prospect, about talking about nothing.
A huge favor like this.
It's not that big for them. He may be able to just contact that person directly. No.
If Peter fixes this problem, he would have to be some kind of multi, like, you know, CEO or something.
Not real. No, I hear about this happening all the time in people who know people from Facebook and Google.
Yeah, but it's
and
not like that.
He's an executive. Yeah, but Mom, if they're removing people in inauthentic and...
Do you want to try this or not?
I thought you were going to try it, but, like, you're having me talk about, like, But, Mom, if I'm asking him for multiple favors in a conversation, that dilutes the quality of, like, I don't mind saying... Yeah, I know, but if I don't make it show that that's the only thing that I really is, like, setting me back in life, I needed to be clear that I put so much incredible amount of time in this.
Listening. I think the way to handle this
would be you asking.
I'm not asking
you. Because you don't want to. I don't care what he thinks. That's the thing.
Because
I know he'll do it if you say it. He might not do it if I ask. Like,
I'm telling you.
You might have to call him when he says he can't do it for me. Like, you might have to be the one to ask it after the fact.
We're not even up to that point.
Clearly. That's because it's been up to... I would have emailed him the second it happened yesterday.
He's going to solve this on a Saturday, a Memorial Day weekend.
Well, that's why I wanted to tell him yesterday, but...
But you could alert him to the fact that you should not go into details.
Yeah.
Yet, do not go into details.
I know, but I don't want to distract off talking about two or three other things. I know what he could do.
With me and Harrison, it's not the way you're going to handle it with him. You're not going to just start stop texting him and telling him a million things and how angry you are. You're not going to do that.
That's why I needed you to do it. But
no, that's not the way.
You're saying you have, like, no capacity or ability to do it, but I'm not doing it either.
It's not going to help you if I do it.
It would only help. Not
it's
really.
Not help you if
it's a serious life changing thing if you lose your only ability to have the connections you made. It's a very legit. People become homeless over losing, like, their permits.
All these people that are worthwhile to you, don't they have your email and your resume?
No one has anything because I never actually messaged 99% of the people because I was working on my portfolio. And I thought I would have it in a matter of week that I would just send it to them. So no one has even... As far as these people know, if I drop off the face of the planet, I will have never existed to any of these people. But
well,
they were nice...
That's not true. Not everybody uses it as much as you think.
What?
I mean, not everyone uses it as much as you think.
But I made a thousand... I reached out to 20,000... people. That's a lot of clicking and headaches and things to...
Hold on. What's the matter? Oh, I just gave it to her for something. I forgot. I don't even think she's using it. Just give me a minute and I'll get it. I'm going to finish it here and then I'll get it. Alright?
20,000 reach outs got me 1,000 acceptances. And I'm drop off the face of the earth, and they will never have known I existed until I can send my portfolio, because I never responded to any of them, because I was so busy. I wanted to just do a clean fire. First shot is sending them portfolio. Because they already saw the intro that I'm interested in gaming and entertainment digital. And I'm doing animation and some code. And so that was what made 1,000 people out of the 20,000. You're acting like I twiddled my thumbs for a few weeks and, oh, I met this person. Or this. I don't think you have the mathematical capacity of determining 1,000 people is so much more than zero connections. 1,000 acceptances is the difference between me literally being dead next year or having a life and a career. It is, though, because I don't have anything else. The only other thing was Peter catfishing me with a fake career. That's why I need you to do it, because I'm so irate and so...
Well, then breathe for a couple of days.
It's not... Yeah, it's not going to be what... I need you to... I need you to just tell... You have to text him... You have to... I think you have to text Peter emergency and then then you could set up a conference call and then the three
that
of us could get.
Not gonna help you for me to do that. To
yes,
you,
it I will.
Think. You think
because you're going to ostracize with social pressure. If I don't have that, I don't have any type of clarity.
You think that he's gonna drop everything for something like this? He could be having a barbecue and hosting a dinner.
Yeah, I know, but what I'm saying we have to do, can we just do that Tuesday? You text him emerge.
I
don't care when it happens. It just has to happen this week.
I do not think it's wrong for you to send him an email today. I do not think it's wrong.
Yeah, it could befuddle the message, which I needed you to say.
No, I'm not getting involved.
Because I do things wrong. I do everything wrong, at least... My life is about doing wrong, and LinkedIn has a zero tolerance policy, and I've devoted 9 months into being wrong on someone who could give a shit if I'm literally dead. Now you're saying, like, I'm...
That has nothing to do with that. It's not appropriate. It's still you're looking at him as a professional person as well as a friend.
This isn't going well.
And you don't do that to people. You're not thinking of the other person's opinion. You're only thinking of your own.
Everyone is not having me in their consideration because everyone so badly needs me to not think of my own, to think about other people, because I just have so much and everyone has nothing. Isn't that true?
I don't know what you're talking about.
I have so many resources of my ability. Then have Nani do it.
No way. Are you kidding?
No.
She doesn't even hear.
You don't understand how important, like, this, like, messed me up. I'm not well. I'm really not okay.
He's going to, you know what he's going to do? If you call him the state you're in, he's going
to
say, I'm a...
I don't want to talk to him. Like, I'm just hoping you sell this so I don't have to ever talk to him again. You're like trying to like get me in with Tamar while you have Peter network me with Leo and LinkedIn is like being talked to on. You can't have every. You just have to go for one.
I don't agree.
You're fucking me up, and I literally got raped by life every day of the year for the past like 10 years.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I literally get murdered and murdered and murdered. And literally people with jobs just then in a sycamore and laugh. They're like, Sped, retard ass.
I can't hear what you
even
said.
By the people compassion for Speds, they reject me outright and say, no, he's too sped, not sped enough. And the troll will trap enough. It's a really pitiful and poo
what's
existence.
Pitiful?
My life. It's literally the worst fucking joke. I'm not going to be well for a really long time, and if this doesn't get resolved, I may never be. That's for real.
But this is not the way to do it. This is not the way to do it. All right? This
So do it for me, please.
No, I'm not being the one to contact you.
Because you don't have the balls. You're like,
say. Not that. I think it would be perceived in a really intrusive, negative.
Well, not if you do it on Tuesday. Not if you do it Tuesday.
This is the major thing in his life, and it's not.
So do it on Tuesday.
Not his problem.
Do it on Tuesday. Tuesday.
All right, so then let's not talk about it yet, but I think you could have emailed him today if you would have done it the way I did.
No, I need you to call him Tuesday.
And then, you know what, sometimes if you do things...
I don't care if I'm on the phone with you and I'm the one crying about the whole problem in a pre-written script. I just need you to be on the phone. I can't have, like, a half hand on... Because he's always done kind of some wiggle out where if I ask him for something just me, he'll, like, kind of put it off. But with you, he gives the insane, most direct and straightforward type approach, and I wouldn't be able to just be left on red.
You should do it sooner than Tuesday with an email.
Well, will you get on the phone with me? Will you get on the phone with me? Will you get on the phone with me Tuesday?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know how busy he is at this point.
But.
Even if I do it, can I talk about my mom getting on the call? I don't know.
No.
Well, then I don't have a way to say it, because he's not gonna just do it for me. It's not happening.
Well, why don't you write it out first?
Well, then can I write it out and then you send it to him? Or?
If
I write everything.
I don't have an email here.
What? Well, yeah, I know. Can you send it, like, Monday night or something so it's not, like, the last thing he gets sent to?
No, I think that's stupid.
I know it's not the most eloquent or sophist.
Showing me, first of all.
Yeah, no, can we spend the next, like, 2 days writing it and then you send it? But or you could send it out of my perspective, but you could say, this is what Alex said to me. Can we work on this, or... Just so that it's make, and then you could even tag me yourself. But there has to be kind of a reason that, like, why I'm not asking him directly, or,
it's weird.
Yeah, I know, but if we make it seem like I'm just coming to you, and then you're going to Peter on your own, then it would, because if we make it seem like I didn't even think to ask Peter, or if you, because... I say, I could say to you, do we know anyone in Microsoft they have LinkedIn or that might know about this? Or?
Well, I want to be able to explain what it is.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. You would explain. So,
I work on composing something.
I need to see the notes. I need you to send me. You don't understand how bad I am at, like, making, like, something that, like, people, like, feel safe and comfortable and want to have. Like, every time I texted you and Harrison yesterday, I was trying so hard to tell you the problem. All you both wanted to do was help me less and less. So I need you to kind of send me a starting point that I could edit, that you could edit after I edit. But, like, I was begging you and Harrison. I don't have it. I sent you... Like, two or three things to you and Harrison, all you guys are like, sorry, can't help or something.
Well,
like,
no, the way you started with...
I know, but, like, you're less likely to do it, like, when I start it. Can you please just, like, send me the notes that you've been taking, and then I'll try and develop something off what you wrote? That way it will be, like, sort of your words, even though it will be my problem. It's always my...
Well, why don't you just start off like this if you're writing it to me?
Say, yeah.
Harrison and Mom, I'm not... what to do. Like that.
Well, it sounds like you have to write that then. Like, you know what would sound appropriate. But I don't talk to you guys in, like, a pleasant, like, I don't know, well-mannered. I can't pull that off where it sounds PC and reasonable while also being frantic and calamitous. I kind of need you to... I'm saying I can help with the detail about what happened, but...
I don't really understand what you want me to do.
I need you to write that...
Very unclear. I don't know what it is you want me to do.
Well, I needed you to do a million things, but you're doing literally zero, so I'm trying to find the only thing you will do, since you don't do anything I ask. Nothing. It's terrible.
Yeah, I do nothing.
It's disgusting.
I take care of myself.
So what?
I don't know, expect what you want me to do.
I need my account back. You should have done this already.
Who got into this position who didn't heed a warning?
Yeah, but I thought it would always be okay because Peter would be able to get me out. He was being nice to us. Yeah, but I didn't know that it was so strict and draconian off the bat.
Alright, so whose fault is that?
Well, it's mine for being alive because I was doing the method that every single person says the only real way that I could meet people, which was turning out to be semi-true until the house collapsed. I'm literally out of business. What are you snorting?
I'm putting in nasal spray.
Neti pot. So just call Peter or I'll ask
me. I'm not calling him today.
Yeah. All right. Call Tuesday.
Well, Tuesday.
If you want, I could message him Monday, as like an email preliminary, and then he'll be like, oh, I gotta talk to him. But then if you call him Tuesday, then it will be like a benefit that he'll say, now at least I don't have to call back Alex if I just dealt with this. It's not much that he'll have to do. It's just if he's going to feel like putting in any help or resource to referring.
Right, right.
So maybe we'll do that. Maybe I'll send a soft email Monday and then you come in harder like early Tuesday.
Yeah, but Monday is still a holiday. But I guess it's
okay. No, soft email. Nothing major on Monday. Like, I could reference it maybe, but like, just
that
one.
Did you ever think, I'm just throwing this out there.
What?
Did you ever think that if you kept in touch with him, like, even when
I thought we were kind of in touch, until everything got deaded. What?
Would have kept in touch with him and sent.
I was working on Leo, because that's what he told me to do, and Leo stopped responding.
No.
I was working on Peter for 3 months, not that successfully. But then, when I did all that at the hackathon, he's like, you know, you should really be, like, talking to Leo. So then, all last month was Leo, and now you're saying I'm not enough Peter. No, it was too much Peter, which put me in the predicament of not getting to know Leo. So you're aching me. It's really fucked up and satanic how it's all connected.
After the hackathon.
No.
Like,
all this is connected, but it shouldn't be.
You haven't spoken to him at all.
Yeah, I know, but you did. That's why I need you.
Open up the communication lines, you know what I mean?
Which is why I need you.
What do you mean?
To call Tuesday after I reach out Monday. But I don't even need to put a calendar event because
I have to carry something now. I have to call you right back.
I don't have anything going on in my life. I'm so bad. So bad. I'm just gonna own myself. At least I have something to blame it now. So much gay ass woke shit politics. Also fake. Yeah. I like looking at hookers online. Wow. That bitch is so hot. Her too. She looks like Kiki Palmer with less big tits. Not it. That's racist. Somehow, Heinz family for it. She was on Logan Paul. All losers. I mean, but
so far, bro. No clue. Me too. Oh yeah.
I know how. He got the resources. Shit, I done the research reporting. I'm gonna make the machine. You just step in and sleep, ignore it. Shrooms. It's tech.
I told you I have.
Are you calling me back after you?
Well, yeah, but I can't do it right now.
Well, I'm not gonna be able to talk later.
Well, why?
A lot of sleeping and crying.
Well,
I'm not okay.
I can't. All right. I'll call you back in a few minutes, okay?
I don't need to talk, but I'm not well. All you do is yell at me and blame me. You're like the anti-Haley.
I have people here.
Sometimes you have to be a Haley if your son is literally going to die.
What?
You don't. This will literally, potentially lead to my end because it was undoubtedly the only thing that was saving me. It was my only hope. It's not that LinkedIn is so great or I have, like, incredible connections. I just have a lot, and I don't have anything on any other, and I have no time, and no one's helping me.
I know you're upset, but...
It's not even upset. It's a matter of physical...
Well.
What?
You're physically well.
I'm not, though.
Why? What do you mean you're not physically well? You're sick? Physically?
I'm literally, like, determined by society that I should, like, not, like, be accepted based on how I interview. I'm not okay. I don't, like, come off in the right ways. I need so much help, and I'm so out in...
Yeah, but there is help for you if you would just understand that.
There's really not. No.
Yes, there is. Why do you think there isn't? Is much worse than you that get help, and much better than you that get help. Like, there's people looking for and seeking help everywhere. So if this is enough, it's not a good thing that happened, no. But if this is enough to make you go over the edge, I mean,
all right, picture if, like, you've been working for years and then you develop, and then you get a key to unlock the door that has, like, the food and the shelter and the things that you'll need for the future. And then the key falls in the drain. And then they say, sorry. That's literally what happened. Literally.
But that's not going to happen to you.
But that did happen.
But it's not going to happen.
But it did. Already.
There's always a solution to something.
There's not, though. But now when you spent all your time doing all in on one thing that was actually starting to turn around, and
now
then it swiped.
To
they're evil they're over there. And anyone who doesn't see them, someone in need of help, is evil.
What are you saying, anyone who doesn't see them?
Like,
does that mean?
If someone pretends to be, like, optimistic or, like... altruistic and reciprocatory to special needs people, and oh, I'm this good. It's not like people are like saying I'm all for profit, fuck everyone else. They're like, we want to help, like, the underdog. And then it comes me, someone who literally has had every bad deck in life with good. I have the good and the bad, but I have so much to offer, and there's so much I know, and people say pass. And that's literally what life has been for me.
No,
LinkedIn did that.
Very stubborn.
Not really. I'm literally always just deaded.
And narcissistic, and you think everything wraps around you.
But I'm deaded.
You're not. You're not. And stop that.
Deaded.
I'll call you back when I'm...
No, call Peter. Don't call me. the... Fight. Sister. And Jerk. It's a twin. She wants it, a big hit. Almost tell you about the night I was killed in Lexus. If you can reduce shipping. Is that literally what everyone's supposed to do? Put on display, then put in box. Yeah, I'm not buying this. Alright, then I'll go 23. But no higher. Thanks. I like the other one. I see big. I see big. Bro's like, that's so unfair. Is it though? So different now. Oh my god, this guy's ass is so tiny, man. I'm a myth, you don't drop. So many sexy ass those. Huh? Purple's purple. Alright, got some blocks, some blocks. Oh my god, this hooker is so fucking hot. Tongue kisser, other tongue. Ball hard. I'm so sad. I literally had to just do shroom sound. Oh shit, Nina Agdal is 1 year with Lobo? She was married to Vin in that Entourage movie. Wow, she looks like my mom. So, and so I smoke. And so I hug. And shit, cause I poke. Dabble crew, no, sorry. She good, she big hit. Tell you about the night, almost killing Lexus. So transitional. And I can be your hero, baby. And I'll pop a rolling stone. All the writing in that know this though. No. I obviously... No, the only racist thing, that Indian guy that I told I was gonna fucking kill you, stupid curry face, fucking pussy bastard. And then this hot Australian thought, she's like, oh, I wish I could do that. I would be so happy. And she's like an IG model, but like an animator in school. I'm like, yo, New Zealand, bro.
you literally won the genetic lottery. What are you crying for? And then I got banned for that, but I don't think they'll see that. Right? Right? That's not why I got banned. But she's like, well, I was like, your fault. Oh, tall. It's a shit. And Tara's shilly though. She's like, you thought wrong. And Peter goes, what are you saying, bro? Shit, bro. Bow, bow, bow. Yo, bow. Bow. And, ooh, is it any wonder? And I'm gonna think about a blunder. Safety. Mama. Equinox, it's Cox, Brian Fox. God, she's a Trox. Dipper. John Mayer only has 3 million, 2.4 million. Jen and Mia Pasty. Not big Mayors on YouTube. No, I'm all. Some Jack Nicholson movie? It is Bucket List. It's so fucked. I'm Joker Station. Blah blah blah, you are. Whoa, 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 whoa. So annoying. I will not take less than 30. I don't want to use that shit. Facts. Chickas, France, and Dylan Pants. Ooh, she boozy, she big headed. Tell you about the night I almost killed Lexus. The moon, y'all motherfucking blocked me. Shit, man. Everyone did. Whoa, I'm so
if it made you feel better.
99.9% of those. Well, they do ask to see your shit, and I never had anything to show, so it's hard to sip and rip. And so 99.9% say, apply on our site, you're so fresh though. I work so mentally hard in this digger, literally tish too. Never had a brand tell. Could never connect to nothing. It's a ran tramp poo. Literally, they almost all be of no use and twill. I'm a dick. Sip, sap, or zone. I mean, I spent 2 full working days. And how many are effing weeks and talking, leaking, tweeting about that stupid autistic charity match? I was dangled so many opportunities, humorous, how badly I've been dead by everyone. Sigh of souls, it's for a different life. This LinkedIn thing, distant justice, he the little unlinked one. The world that can rut the bell, help me do it this motherly. I dealt with twain, and it's in this capacity, empowered to, but it probably be willing if. This is yet another life and death situation, and I, a fantabulous colossum, cataclysm, corpus, repubza, and notrum, devastare, radicare, vestna fracta, incompetent, cornish, conundrum, chaos, and clutter, clandestine, and cumpera. If you think this is going to be just too much when asking for the situation I just done laid out, I think I don't want to participate in life again at all in any way anymore. If you're saying I can't seek just a little relief, you can't force anyone to do more than anything, but let's picture this. Ask, I worked a million miles less in which way, and many of those one way, which person's ideas and say, help, which I did originally seek out, but if they can't send an email to fix this and I official, will have given up on all of human life. I would not be speaking in terse if not worked, and men huntly the very end of their line. I truly hope you appreciate how I hard I worked on this obnance done to come from Mela side project D, its perch. Thing is, I don't know if he'll be so quick to help, let alone Deli. It's never been great when just he and I talk my future. I need you. Please call him up and directly ask him for the help. It would be 500 times more likely to work, but also even so, a little happen quicker and way less back and forth or questions if you do. I shouldn't even have to explain. I lost my account for unproven reasons and I needed it back without, beyond a shadow of a doubt. And so you have to be aggressive for what you do. You know, like me and talent like too. The terms comes not forcing tomorrow to hear my problem. This is real. This is for 1,000 tomorrow connections. I'll do anything for. If you get this for me, but please, it shouldn't be begging so hard. You're the one that's going to clean up after my decay. If we don't get it, you should have been on the phone with him yesterday. If you understood the gravity of what's been balking about, took and taken from me, and how truly little resources I have besides these 1,000 connections, user nice enough to respond to help me. It's not much, but all I have, it should be all you have, and Joe too. It's ridiculous. I have to say this much, pitiful Drelly. Sorry, it's really ill-milly. Hundreds of hours of work, oh, ain't going lightly, but I'm more than halfway out for the doubt. In the words of Steve Jobs, we underestimate an average by a factor of a million to how much more able we are to augment our environmental around us that never was focused to us. So we didn't occur. And that's exactly what led us here and what will be needed also to get us out. Just like you talk. But all she does is down yell and down mentally now. What you blame? I'm so sane. Thought what you wanted and... No, we needed to call Peter, get his help. My 7 months of hard work establishing 1,000 connections, gaming my portfolio, start distributing beers to help. They were cruel and unusual. You know, usually high volume, invitation center, your account, protect your members, but might as well. You mean LinkedIn? Read and show Peter. The sooner you can get this, finally start applying to jobs. My account was literally perfect. That was the last month, Brendan. Why and how did this happen? I'm not answering you till you read the message. How can it be resolved? I did, Peter. I don't know who to call. Plain dumb. I was a civilian. I couldn't know anyone in Microsoft executive department. I would have lost it all. Stop. You're being cruel. This is something you can directly discuss with him. No, you've been talking. I haven't talked to him in 2 months. I'm so often upset. But I would carefully craft a letter or Peter or email explaining first what happened to you and what you want. I'm not going to be okay for a while until this resolved. Yeah.
make it as clear as possible. I know. Let me see if the letter, of course, before you send it. I'm not sure what Microsoft will do with this. How is this related? It would be super great if you can help me. I'm not sure what happened and why. How can this be escalated? Oh, I see. It seems like a technical issue, an ethics reason based on their reasons why they're suspending your account. I don't know if he can. But if he can, it would be great. Start creating a letter. He needs to. Owes me a favor. Seems like LinkedIn does not allow messages to reshare or mass request to members. I don't need to request anymore. Microsoft owned by LinkedIn. Well, maybe he can help resolve, but you need to be extremely clear about what exactly happened leading up to the unfortunate result. I accomplished literally everything I needed to, but I never had one again. But what did you do? It's not clear, so make it clear in the writing and let me know and read it. Help Peter and me to see how this happened. Also, what happened to me, you're not being nice. This is the worst thing that ever happened to me in several years. I don't think you understand it. This isn't a nice situation. This is 80% being the actual end of my period. If you did nothing wrong, that's good to explain what happened in the attachment. She doesn't believe me in LinkedIn. It is true, so we can collab. Well, usually once a week, like, as 1 in 40, except, yes, I get them. And they limit you to 150 requests. Okay, then show me communication to send us that. I feel like the world's literally cannibalizing me. This happens. So many people are so confined with drifting and this send primordial del damnation off the barge. Stop, sit, focus, think this can be resolved, but go through the necessary steps to appeal. Even if you mail and don't send Peter a letter, you'll have his script if you talk to him, so you get your points. Also, LinkedIn, I never used it all. Or, well, nothing left to appeal. My post-appeal people were talking about, whatever it called, everybody. Harris, all you just need to explain it. You weren't using animation, you were just sending requests that LinkedIn, you can't tell them, don't overreact. I can't because the people in the forums said that, but then kept sending messages asking why more blocked. Because they say you get canceled for animation, I don't think you realize the valuable amount of account. My life is a horror story, bro. Call Peter. You should still try to explain the situation and reason. Bro, PC and talk perspective. Don't want to take advantage of service. Spend $1,000 You gotta tell him the blind job. Reach out a lot of people in this company. So, well, you don't realize he doesn't need to have a PhD in LinkedIn rules to get me my account back. Alex needs help to get boom and emails. 1.5 people. I'm back. That's it. She's like, question mark. I did appeal my case. LinkedIn is only one source of buying. You can still do it. They repeal ranks and 0% of the accounts and barrage multiple times. Those never work. I had 1,000 connections, not 1,000 random people. And those people that heard from us during accepted requests and responded asking how now. I was applying to jobs which doesn't work and made connections, which is another way. It's very cruel. I don't know if that happened. Britt reads other people saying, like, I'm suing. And so he's like, that's very cruel. I'm sorry that happened. Like I said, try using the Golden Company's website. I appreciate you saying that, at least. It isn't that LinkedIn is better than Indeed, doesn't, but you work 8 months on a system, all your progress, headway, and groundwork gets removed in chance of conceivably coming back. That's exactly what happened. Thank God we have inside man, bug, even so, it's earth-shaking. We had some incredibly frustrating Green Bay scene today. In the future, they fire all of us, everybody, but there are no jobs or pay. Only communal welfare and machinations. There will be but one company called Progressive, where you get ejaculation materials, progressive liberal rights, let your anger out, and life insurance for your sex bot and Cybercat and you. It will be owned by Google, Amazon, and McDonald's, but it will still have a big Apple logo on top of the building, even though they hung that gay CEO years before. And a BF he doesn't seem to do what the rest of the world gets. Thank you. Pricks. Bidalgo. Montego. Uawanatego. Sri Lanka. Umpama.
go to the tower.
Well, Gooba. Sex. Vex. I'm so. It's Vex, Pex.